parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
Altoids, now available in Sam Nunberg strength.
Sam Nunberg toilet paper, made from the subpoenas that Sam Nunberg uses to wipe his ass.
And the Betty Ford Clinic, now featuring Sam Nunberg.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly, and our voices are this soft to accommodate Sam Nunberg's hangover headache.
President Trump's surprise announcement that he is going to impose steep tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum provoked a swift and sharp verbal backlash from his fellow Republicans who have long supported low tariffs and free trade.
Republican opposition to Trump's tariff policy is so deep and universal that congressional Republicans are united in their firm commitment to do nothing to stop it.
Barely audible whisper caught up with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan,
a.k.a. the Cowardly Lion,
to discuss his bold plans to do nothing.
Put 'em up, put up your dukes.
Mr. Cowardly Lion, this is the third interview you've done with Barely Audible Whisper, and this is the third different politician you have been portrayed as.
The metaphor applies to a lot of people. Oof! Oof!
What are your thoughts on President Trump's proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum?
Groof! A tariff on steel? Why, I'll bend it like an eel. An aluminum tax? I'll chop it with a mighty axe.
What do you intend to do to stop Trump's proposed tariffs?
You didn't have to ask me to do something.
You could include provisions against the unilateral imposition of tariffs by the executive in your upcoming appropriations bill.
But then he'd say mean things about me on Twitter.
You genuinely believe that these tariffs are bad for American consumers, and will, in all likelihood, trigger a disastrous trade war that will cripple the American economy.
I am the king of the forest! And as the king of the forest, I believe that taxing imports that come into the forest hurts the overall economy of the forest!
Then why not do something?
Because I don't have any courage. What were previous House speakers taught? Courage. How do some politicians keep from being bought? Courage. What do they got that I ain't got? Courage.
But you do recognize the obvious economic hardships that these tariffs will wreak on the average working American.
I am the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives! And as the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, I ain't allowed to help poor people.
If I may change the subject.
I was hoping you would.
President Trump.
He's a mean man.
President Trump. Made what he claims is a joke at a fundraiser in which he basically implied that he wants to be president for life. Do you have any thoughts on that subject?
Woof! 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 Well, I'd pulverize him even if he tried it. Punch his lights out if he implied it. Woof! Woof! Why, I'd suck him now and I'd suck him later. This king won't bow to no dictator. Woof! Woof! Woof!
So, if he declared himself president for life tomorrow...
I'd congratulate him live on Fox and Friends from the reviewing stand at his military parade!
According to an article in the Washingtonian, single conservatives are frustrated with the current dating scene, particularly in Washington, D.C.
The article quotes current and former White House staffers and reporters from right-wing publications who claim that deal breakers can be anything from owning books by conservative thinkers to posting pictures with hunting gear or American flags to working for the campaign of a man who brags about pussy grabbing and is sexually attracted to his own daughter.
Barely Audible Whisper was able to obtain video profiles of several self-identified Republicans, which we will now view to determine what is the root of their undateability.
First is Percival W., who is wearing a tuxedo and expensive glasses. His hair is a dirty blonde bowl cut.
Hello, I'm Percival. And if you're a hot woman with no regard for personality, and also you're smoking hot, and you like money and gifts and trips, and you've got a great body, and you have no regard for personality, and you look good naked. Send me some sexy pictures of you, and I'll send you my tax returns, so you know I'm worth your time. My dad pays me $1 million a year to work for his firm as a desk sitter. And thanks to Trump, the government doesn't take as much of it anymore.
Next is Thaddeus C., who is wearing a turtleneck with a wooden cross necklace.
Blessings to you. I am Thaddeus, and I'm looking for a gentle, loving, caring, Christian woman who will join me in my relentless shaming and verbal abuse towards homosexuals and girls having abortions. Someone I can spend my Sundays with at church, and then afterwards protest a matinee of Call Me By Your Name. Naturally, I'm only interested in virgins.
Here's another one. Jimmy Joe H. He's wearing a plaid shirt with a camouflage vest and cut-off jean shorts. He sports a beard and aviator sunglasses.
Hey there! Jimmy Joe here. Just getting back to the old dating pool after my last wife left me for a liberal queer! I like hunting deer with an AR-15 because I'm not a very good shot. I'm fixing to find any woman who would be willing to let me put it in her, really. Not too picky. Big, small, it's all good. Just, you know, ain't trying to make any caramel babies, if you know what I mean. I'm looking for a natural fit is what I'm saying.
Oh, this one looks more like a catch. He's in an expensive suit, well-groomed, and his name is Davin Q.
Hi, I'm Davin. I've been told my whole life I'm handsome. I'm a successful broker on Wall Street. I donated millions to help keep Hillary out of the White House and didn't even miss it. I drive a Ferrari when I joyride, sometimes slum around in my Mercedes, but most often I drive my unnecessarily large Hummer because more people get out of my way when I drive that baby. I'm even a little bit famous after a video of me berating the waitstaff at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse went viral. So I'm the complete package. Looks, money, cars, fame. According to my analysis, that means women should be letting me grab them by the pussy all the time. Can I grab your pussy? I was promised pussy grabbing. Hit me up.
We have a short video here from Vernon J. wearing a casual blazer.
So, I'm black, and I voted for Trump. If you're okay with both of those facts, you might be the right girl for me.
But it's not just the men who are having trouble finding the perfect someone. Here's a video from Grace Louise P., who's wearing an American flag-inspired blouse and jeans.
Hi, y'all. Grace Louise here. Real talk, okay? I want a real man. Hollywood has turned y'all into a bunch of softies. I like a man who's out of touch with his feelings, communicates mostly in grunts, and when he gets mad, he goes out back and shoots Bud Light cans. Best case scenario, you're super muscly and clean cut like G.I. Joe. But I'll take anyone about a 7, really. And so you know, my definition of a 7 is Blake Shelton. Blake, if you're on here, drop me a howdy!
As with many people unhappy with their singledom, what these conservatives seem to have in common is unrealistic expectations.
But what would happen if they met face to face? After all, if political ideology can be a deal breaker, can't it also be a deal maker? We set Grace Louise up on a speed dating session with these 5 bachelors.
Hi, I'm Grace Louise.
God be with you, Grace Louise. Oh. I'm Thaddeus.
Oh, I like a man who's unashamed of his faith.
And I like a woman who understands that she'll be the second most important relationship in my life.
God first, y'all.
Praise be. Tell me, Grace Louise, how do you feel about homosexuality?
Oh, I am not comfortable with it.
Do you believe that it's a sin?
The good book says so.
Do you believe it's something that, even if someone feels it, it must be repressed? That we must take our sinful urges to meet that cute redheaded barista in the bathroom and just plow into him? Take those urges and smother them until all of our feelings have died along with them?
Nah, done the closeted thing too many times. I see it coming now. Get help, y'all.
God be with you.
Oh, are you in the right place?
I'm Vernon.
I'm Grace Louise. Do you need money or something?
I'm interested in dating you.
Oh, well, that's very nice. You do look like you have some nice muscles under there.
I do.
Okay. Why did you vote for Trump?
Well, it seemed his stance on trade most closely resembled my own. I didn't like some of the rhetoric, but I trust in the system to prevent him from doing anything completely disastrous, even if he was honest.
That's pretty sensible. Do you have guns?
I do. I like to shoot beer cans in the backyard when I'm frustrated.
Bud Light?
Heineken.
Hmm.
So, are you interested in getting to know me more?
Gosh, you know, I'm not a racist, not at all. I mean, not even a little, but I just worry about what my family would say. Or just having that feeling all the time of worrying about what people think. I'm getting anxious just thinking about it.
Say no more. I understand.
Oh my God.
What? The glasses?
Your hair.
I've been getting my hair cut this way for 30 years. I don't do well with change.
Well, at least we can agree on that. I'm Grace Louise.
Percival.
I'm sorry. I cannot date a Percival with a bowl cut. I don't care if he's strong, smart, rich.
I'm quite rich.
Buy a house so big I almost never have to see you, rich.
Yes.
But I want to be a mama, and I just can't imagine myself doing things with you. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I love Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I get mistaken for one of those guys a lot. Name's Jimmy Joe, and if you're looking for a special guy, I'm a dime a dozen.
Yes, I've met lots of people just like you.
Oh damn, I think I met one in a million. I get those two confused. Anyway, what's your name?
Grace Louise.
Oh, fellow two-namer. Awesome. Say, Grace Louise, you look like the kind of woman who's attractive enough so as I could definitely get it up. And that's pretty much my bar right now. What do you say?
Hard pass.
Alrighty. Come back when you're more desperate.
Now we're talking.
Hi, I'm Davin. I'm a rich, white, handsome Trump supporter who'd make all your friends say, damn, until they get to know me. But they won't get to know me because I believe a woman's place is in the home, not out with friends. I'll expect a hot meal every day at 6:30, and I will be selecting your wardrobe.
I'm down with this, as long as you won't eventually murder me.
In that case, good day.
Anyone? Is there anyone left? I'm gonna die alone.
A Russian sex guru is in the news. Because at this point, why not?
Russian sex guru Nastya Rybka, currently imprisoned in Thailand for teaching a week-long sex course without a permit, is claiming to have video and audio recordings proving collusion between Russian oligarch and Paul Manafort business associate Oleg Deripaska and three unnamed American Trump campaign workers, which she is willing to exchange for American political asylum.
While the value of Rybka's alleged information remains suspect, the value of her web traffic redirection is undeniable. A Google search of the term Russian sex guru gets way different results than it used to.
Barely audible whisper sent to... Wait, how did you know that?
We should probably just file the report.
I am coming to you from an immigration detention center in Thailand, where sweltering heat and dirty, overcrowded holding cells have made this assignment disappointingly less sexy than I had hoped.
Hello, American journalist. You want I give you information?
So far, the only thing the Russian sex guru has offered me is news.
I give you attention-grabbing headlines?
I can get news at home. I didn't come to the sex tourism and pad thai capital of the world to eat McDonald's and talk about Trump.
I give news so good, you win Pulitzer Prize.
What's most frustrating is, while I'm getting nothing but news leads from a sweaty detainee who hasn't showered in 10 days, the reason she's in here in the first place is because some asshole student filed a complaint about his week-long sexcapade, saying he, quote, wasn't happy.
I don't think I got my money's worth. Sure, I led two hot, naked Russian models by silk leashes into a menage a trois, but I just wasn't happy.
Do you have any idea how shameful it feels to masturbate to another man's disappointment?
What can I say? I'm jaded.
That brings us to the rub of the story, and God, how I wish rub was a double entendre. Ms. Ripka, not her real name, has published a memoir entitled Oligarch Huntress, about seducing and manipulating wealthy men. She fled to Thailand because a Putin opposition leader in Russia published a salacious video of Ms. Ripka on a yacht with Putin ally Oleg Deripaska, an oligarch, with connections to Paul Manafort. The release of this video has so angered Putin that the Russian government has threatened a complete ban of YouTube and Instagram.
In other words, you eat McDonald's and talk about Trump.
To further complicate matters, Ms. Ripka's boss, a man named Alex Leslie, is mounting a presidential bid in opposition to Putin using the campaign slogan, and this is a direct quote,
"A country led by a military man will fight. A country led by a scientist will develop. A country led by a sex guru will multiply."
This sex guru story is so not sexy that the sex guru himself is touting sex for purely reproductive purposes.
Is better than Putin's slogan, "Vote Putin or I kill you."
Speaking of Putin killing people, if I am deported back to Russia, Putin will kill me.
And that is the crux of the problem. Ripka's connection to Deripaska puts her in grave danger, which damages the credibility of her claim to have evidence against Deripaska. But her connection to Deripaska also lends plausibility to her claim to have evidence against Deripaska. Just as her memoir proclaiming herself as a master manipulator damages the credibility of her claim to have recorded Deripaska, but also bolsters the plausibility that she would have recorded Deripaska.
Welcome to Russian politics. Now you know why Sam Nunberg drinks so much.
Aha.
President Trump announced new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as part of his ongoing efforts to enact real policies to solve fake problems.
The sudden announcement caused stocks to plummet and has sparked fears of a global trade war because President Trump is less capable of predicting the consequences of his actions than a two-year-old that wants a cookie.
Barely Audible Whisper sent a war correspondent to cover the trade war.
Because we do not understand the phrase trade war.
I am coming to you from inside a local Walmart where the tragic consequences of the trade war can be heard all around me.
1944 for a 12-pack of aluminum Coke cans! Could there be a god that would let this happen?
The circular advertised these light bulbs as $3 less per package. Truth really is the first casualty of war.
Attention Walmart shoppers! If you are the owner of any of the cars in our parking lot, your car is currently being repossessed.
This is as bleak a scene as I've ever witnessed. Consumers, no longer able to afford consumable goods, wander the store in the consumptionless chaos that has consumed consumerism.
The real tragedy of trade war is that it gets to where human life loses all real value. That's not a war metaphor, I mean that in a literal economic sense.
Everything is so expensive, I want to cry, but I can no longer afford Kleenex.
Attention Walmart shoppers! If you can no longer afford to shop here, please leave. Loitering is a crime.
No amount of fluorescent lighting can lighten this Walmart's ever-darkening mood. Even the bright yellow smiley face rollback logo is now autumn-tinted and frowning.
America may yet win this trade war, but at what cost? At what cost?
Again, not a moral metaphor. I mean cost in a literal economic sense.
When I signed up for this trade war, I was proud to do my part to sew Made in America labels into every product sold in America.
Turns out, Made in America labels are actually made in China, sewn in India by Bangladesh immigrants using Mexican needles, attached to Ukrainian sewing machines made from Swedish parts assembled in Taiwan.
Attention Walmart shoppers! How have you enjoyed our bargain prices for your entire life? Without ever once giving any thought to the complexities of the globalized marketplace that makes our prices possible.
The PA system has become too expensive to use, forcing the Walmart employee to shout his last announcement while standing atop a stack of exorbitantly priced boxes of soap. The soap boxes may explain the announcement's high and mighty preachiness.
Attention, Walmart shoppers! Many of the products you buy are made by children in sweatshops. So how do you figure that you are the ones getting screwed in this arrangement?
Tragically, the drastic increase in the price of box soap means that there is no end in sight to this Walmart employee's insufferable self-righteousness.
Trade war is hell!
That was a war metaphor.
Actually, I'm being told that the economists have downgraded the effects of this trade war from economic depression to a literal economic hell. In a related story, Jared Kushner has converted 666 Fifth Avenue into a sulfur mine.
Thank you for listening to Barely Audible Whisper, a NPR parody podcast, made possible this time by writer, host, and sound guy Dave Baldwin, writer and actor Daniel Carter Brown, co-host and actress Molly Brown, actress Corey Burns. Stay tuned until tomorrow when our next new episode will be dropped. Thank you for enjoying our archived episodes.